My name is Jennifer Bromette, and I am a treasured swan. But it wasn't always that way. I was born on a cold December morning to a loving couple very excited to have their second child. However, my parents' dream of having a beautiful little princess was shattered when the doctor told them that I had a cleft lip and palate. My mother, a gorgeous former model and flight attendant, and my father, a handsome, successful businessman, were shocked. So much so, my father refused to hold me, and there are no pictures of me until I was about 6 months old and had had an initial surgery. My world growing up was one of constant doctor visits, reconstructive surgeries, extensive dental work, speech therapy, severe rejection, and pain. I was relentlessly teased and bullied by other children and called ugly and stupid. And because I had an opening in the roof of my mouth, it was difficult to speak clearly. I was incessantly asked, "What happened to your face? And what did you say?" My identity was that of the ugly duckling, and I was miserable and felt hopeless. It got so bad, I just withdrew and stopped talking altogether. I became more and more introverted and depressed. I turned to food, drawing, and photography for comfort and escape. By the time I was 16, I was convinced that everybody would be better off without me around. I was sure the only way to escape the pain was to end my life. One evening, when my parents and my brothers were out for the evening, I was ready to commit suicide by taking sleeping pills and drinking alcohol. But thankfully, my older brother unexpectedly came home. He found me crying and distraught, and he called my parents. My mother, desperate to find something that would help, suggested that I go to a church camp the next month. I reluctantly went to the camp, braced for teasing and more rejection. But surprisingly, I met a group of kids who were kind to me. They talked about God and how much He loves us, and Jesus as if He was their personal friend. And I'd never heard anybody talk that way, and I was drawn to it. Now, I grew up going to church, and I knew all the Bible stories about God and Jesus, but I was certain that God didn't love me. Well, how could He if He allowed this terrible thing to happen to me? I believed that I was damaged goods and unworthy of His love. Well, as I pondered the things that I heard at the camp, God broke through the defensive wall around my heart and the lies I believed about myself and Him. A few weeks later, I met with a group of the kids from the camp, and I prayed and I asked God to forgive me of my sins and for Jesus to come in and be the Lord of my life. And immediately, I felt this huge weight lifted off my shoulders and flooded with warmth and love and that deep peace that I longed for. For the first time in my life, I truly felt loved. When I was 21, the doctors completed the last of the dental work and the surgery that closed up the hole in the roof of my mouth, allowing me to speak clearly and finally be understood. I felt like I was let out of prison. Afterwards, my mother gave me a beautiful glass swan as a symbol of the transformation that was finally complete. I was no longer the ugly duckling, and in God's eyes, I never was. God used all of these circumstances and struggles to lead me to Him. He transformed me on the inside through His word and the truth of how He sees me. I have been healed and set free from years of wounds, ingrained lies, and strongholds. God has revealed to me who I am in Him and who He is in me, my true identity, His beautiful daughter, precious and deeply loved. 1 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, "Behold, the old has passed away. You are a new creation in Christ." As a new creation, I am walking into all that God designed and desires for me to be.